Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Thank you, Mrs. Julie Newmark, for bringing us in with Dimestar Halo. Craving fatty French fries? Here are some healthy alternatives, especially if you are driving through to get your craving for fatty French fries, or you are using a fast food fix to get them. Holly, you are the leading person I know on how to simplify complex things. What are people to do if they are having this fatty craving? How do you get rid of those? I'm good with sugar,
important.
But I'm not good with fat ones, yes.
No, but we're going to talk about an alternative because I think that, it's true. People, in different constitutions, and we could get into homeopathy, a complete other segment, which we will, of course, talk about on radio, and it'll be noted on RadioMD.com. You just need to go there and click on any one of our segments that we've done, and we'll do that segment on homeopathy. But here's the thing. If you ask me, if I didn't know all of the information that I know about how to stay well, and I'm a 47-year-old gal, I just placed first in my first CrossFit competition in the Masters division.
I didn't know if I wanted to mention that. I didn't know if you wanted me to mention that.
No, please.
Yes, mention that the Masters is not you and then a bunch of 80-year-old women, so people know that it's you and your age.
It's basically anybody 35 and older, so that'd be me.
Okay. So you need to go get 35-year-olds, though, huh?
No. I was first in my age division, which is 45 to 49.
Okay, gotcha. And you're right in the middle. It's a fair game.
But if you ask me, okay, I have fought my entire life for my health. I have fought. I was not born into a family that, my parents' main source of liquid was alcohol, and my main source of nutrients was sugar. I mean, I had a mm-hmm. Domino's pizza, Pop-Tart basic diet for my formative years. I did, and so I have fought for everything that I have as far as my health and my my wellness. But if you ask, it's like, what if I didn't know what I knew? I would fry everything. I love it. I love anything fried. It just, I don't know if my last meal would be, I think it would be fried zucchini with ranch dressing. It would just, that's
really?
What it would be like. I love it. I love the crunch. I love the taste. I love the, I don't know what it is, but the salty fried, that would be me. Now, how
Your
often
last
do I
meal
eat
would
something
be
like
something fried? Wow.
What? Yeah. Oh, know. Yeah. What do you, how, what about you? What is it for you?
My last meal would be sushi.
Oh, really? You're weird. Okay. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I am weird. I know. Isn't that, I know. It's not like, I just would want sushi. It's my favorite food. But back to fries.
Right,
but I do like the fat in sushi, so that's part
well,
of it.
But the fat, I mean, if you crave fat, you crave fat. Sometimes people crave sugar. I don't. Sugar, I'm like, whatever, I can take it or leave it. Fat, mm-hmm. So when you have this, no, and I let myself, there's. I have this little tradition, and it's okay, right? Because we talk about having a healthy health savings account, so I can afford this withdrawal. Which, when you're talking about fried foods, you're talking about a lot of oxidative stress. You're talking about trans fatty acids. There is nothing that's good at all for you in fried foods. There just really isn't. It's nutritionally mm-hmm. valueless, and it's full of calories, and it's going to kill you if that's all you eat. So on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, you walk down the boulevard and go dancing. And on our way back, I have made it a tradition for the last 7 years that I stop at the International House of Pancakes, and I get my one order onion rings that year, and that's what I do.
Or the brick style? Which one are they serving there?
They're the what style?
There's like a brick style where it just comes like in a brick or
they're just like every single little ring is doused and fried, but the brick is good too. But anyway. But what I figured out now, there are alternatives. And one of my favorite things, and we're going to throw this as a blog on how to do this, is you can bake. A lot of times people come over, and I'm not going to let them know what I'm going to make because they'll never come, right? But mm-hmm. I use now, for me, because I am a follower of the blood type diet, I use sweet potatoes because I think that they're more nutritionally valueful. Mm-hmm. They're yeah. higher on the AND score, that's aggregate nutrient density index. That means how many nutrients per calorie than white potatoes. But you could do white potatoes. You could do red potatoes. I use sweet potatoes. But basically, it's baking them. And it is, I use parchment paper, okay? And I set the oven, and like I said, you can you can alternate with spices and herbs and such. But I basically set the oven on bake, right? So you use parchment mm-hmm. paper. I cut them up, cut the sweet potatoes in little, probably about 2 centimeter by 2 centimeter little squares. Mm-hmm. And then garlic powder, onion powder, white pepper, allspice, red pepper flakes, and just a spray of olive oil on there, okay? And mm-hmm. for the most
sear
part,
it and brown it, yeah.
I go ahead and I just bake it for about 15 minutes at 475 degrees, and you come out. They come out, and they're crispy, and they're flavorful, and they remind me of a fatty food, but they're not a fatty food. They are simply baked carbohydrates with a little bit of herbs and spices on it, and they're amazing. And there are so many different recipes. You can switch in and switch out all the different ingredients. I mean, they're absolutely amazing, and they take away that craving. They take away the craving for that nutritionally valueless, crazy going to, like, if you eat for an outcome, if you eat fried foods, your outcome is going to be poor health. But if you eat baked, like a good quality organic potato, like a red potato or a sweet potato, mm-hmm. you're going to have some great carbohydrates. You're going to satiate that craving, and you're also going to have nutrients on board. I can't think of anything better.
Yeah, and it's one of these switches that you just never know how much of a dividend it does, because prevention is very hard to measure. So if somebody switches over from their standard fryer stuff to this model of the sweet potatoes, or I like those purple ones. You ever use the purple potatoes?
Oh, yeah, too. Sure.
Those, yeah, the purple potatoes, you know, at first I thought, okay, what did Monsanto come up with next? You know, they bought a purple potato, but they're actually just purple. That's what they are. They have these antioxidants in them that are purple, and you get to eat those. But that's just one of those little things that you switch over your type of potato. Is that the reason why you didn't get cancer over your 80, 90 years of life? Because these things build up. There's two ways to get toxic. One, a big amount all at once, like a chlorine gas spill. But the other is little bits all the time. And every time you switch out a soap, switch out a shampoo, switch out a toothpaste or whatever, or hand lotion, switch out, you know, your bad food for a good food, and you learn to enjoy it because it is enjoyable, and you're listening to the shows and you're going, oh, wow, I'll try that. Now I don't have that craving anymore, and I'm really getting well with it. Which is the one that kept you from getting cancer? And that's how we need to think. I mean, when you look at potatoes and white potatoes in general, they're one of the most heavily pesticided, genetically modified, industrialized foods out there. You look at all the companies that sell the most potatoes, McDonald's and all fast food companies, your potatoes are coming from the same place when you're buying them in a store, unless you specify these others. So one of the many things that I like about what you're doing, Holly, is we're also not supporting that industrialized food movement, which every time we support it, just gets another arm and another way to mess up our food.
You know, we are speaking the same language and then some, because I love it. Reduce exposure and take more control. Like, I'm, for example, I'm traveling right now, right? We all know that, but I wanted to get this show, and I'm calling in, and I'm
Sounds
in
great.
Ohio. What'd you say?
Sounds great. Clear as a bell.
Yeah, well.
Good job,
Sarah. Okay, we got 60 seconds, but listen, I got on the internet, and I wanted to see if there were some alternative grocery stores near me. I wanted to see if there's any organic restaurant places, and there were two. I found an alternative grocery store, and I found something called BAM that sells healthy cuisine. I got a salad for lunch. I got a salad for dinner. I could go out to restaurants, but guess what? I took my health in my own control. I'm my own primary care provider. I'm providing care for myself, even on the road, and you can do the same. If you have fat cravings and you go for french fries, you got to know that you can make them yourself. They can taste just as good. They're going to be nutritionally valueful, not valueless. They're going to add to your health, not take away from it. And you take your health in your control. You take your life in your control, and you stay well. Because that's what we do here together. We truly try to stay well. Thanks for joining us. Keep going to RadioMD.com. We'll do it together.